Problem Solved is supported by ACAM, a property management company serving the New York metro area and South Florida since 1983. Focusing exclusively on third-party property management, ACAM delivers a wide range of services, including capital project management, compliance, energy management, staff hospitality training, and industry-leading technology. To learn how ACAM can service your building, visit ACAM.com today.
Welcome back to Problem Solved, Habitat Magazine's ongoing series about challenges facing New York City co-op and condo boards and how their professionals help them overcome those challenges. I'm Bill Morris, by the way, and with me today is James Hanna, Managing Director at Parity, a technology company. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Glad to have you. A lot of co-op and condo boards are in a state of panic about the looming fines of under the Climate Mobilization Act, and that's your game. Tell me a story about a building that figured out a way to meet these carbon emission goals without spending a ton of money. Have you had any experience along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Local Law 97 in particular is the law that's under the Climate Mobilization Act umbrella that I think has people taking a really close look at how they can reduce energy consumption and therefore reduce the carbon footprint of their buildings. And yeah, I think, you know, a good example is a building that we're working with on the Upper East Side. It's a co-op around 250 or so apartments, one of those sort of classic white brick buildings on the Upper East Side. And, you know, it's a building that, you know, is looking at fines or was looking at fines starting in 2024 for Local Law 97. And I think, you know, the prevailing and traditional approach to energy efficiency is to say, okay, we've got to put a lot of new equipment in our building. It's going to be a big CapEx sort of project. We've got to replace our boiler, our chiller, and it's going to be a whole big to-do. But our approach is to say, let's get the most that we can in terms of efficiency out of your existing systems. And that's exactly what we did for this building.
So rather than bring in new technology, new stuff, new maybe heat pump, electric heat pumps, a lot of people are talking about electrification. They're terrified of the cost of that.
Right.
You attacked the existing system and what? Tried to make it more efficient or what?
Yeah, exactly. Our approach is, Local Law 97 is going to be a journey, right? Energy efficiency is an ongoing process. So, you know, our approach is let's start with, you know, getting the most that we can out of your existing systems. Let's leverage software to help automate the way that your HVAC systems in particular, that's what we're focused on is HVAC, the way that your HVAC systems are operating to maximize efficiency, eliminate energy waste. Because what we see in a lot of buildings is that, you know, the way that you're circulating water in these buildings, whether it's hot water or chilled water, the level to which you're heating or cooling the building, the amount of air that you're ventilating in the building tends to be you're over consuming energy. You're providing hotter water or colder water or circulating that water faster than it needs to. You're over ventilating the building. And there's just a lot of savings and low hanging fruit that you can capture through real time dynamic controls.
Let's back up a little bit. Tell me a little bit about this building's infrastructure. What is it? A natural gas, a dual fuel boiler, single pipe steam? Tell me about the building.
Yeah. So this specific one we're talking about is natural gas. It's a fan coil building. So it has a cooling tower, central boiler plant, hot water circulation loop for space heating, as well as domestic hot water, as well as a chilled water loop. And there's also makeup air. So there's mechanical supply and exhaust ventilation at the building.
Well, now pre-war buildings are notorious for being overbuilt and having too much heat and too much hot water. But even post-war buildings are frequently using more energy than they absolutely need to. Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's certainly what we've seen. And particularly in these types of buildings where, you know, you have, you know, a lot of mechanical systems, you have central cooling, you know, central plant, you know, you've just seen that the controls and the way that those systems are optimized is really lacking, right? It's not necessarily any one person's fault. There just hasn't really been a solution that's made sense, right? Because what you see in a lot of the co-ops and condos and just multifamily buildings in general is the building staffs are increasingly tasked with more and more things that they need to do in the building. And it's just not really fair to ask them to spend even more time, you know, making control adjustments all day, every day, or even really understanding where those control adjustments should be in order to eliminate energy waste. So you can leverage all these improvements and investments that companies like Parity have made in developing algorithms that help to automate some of that, right? So that you can outsource some of the operation and control of these systems for efficiency.
Give me a specific example of what you monitored and where you saved money. How did the software improve the existing hardware in the building?
Yeah, so a good example is just on the saving side is, you know, we will, with ventilation systems, we'll monitor CO2 content in the building, which is a good proxy for how much air you need to ventilate, right? And what we found is that at this building, they were drastically over-ventilating the building, which means that you're running the fans and the associated motors much faster than you need to. So there's electricity savings there. It also means that you're pulling more conditioned air out of the building faster than you need to, right? So there's savings on both the cooling and heating side as well. So by looking at that in real time and making more dynamic, more real-time changes to the fan speeds, we're able to generate a lot of savings.
Without buying any equipment or any cash outlay, really?
Yeah, minimal, right? I mean, we just need to integrate to the existing systems, basically plug the building into our cloud so that we can see what's going on and then receive and send signals to the building in real time.
How about the building staff? Do they need training to make these things happen? Or are you still there hands-on once the system is installed to make sure that it's being used properly and run properly?
Yeah, absolutely. There's training. There's also a real partnership that we try to form with the resident managers, with the building staff. You know, we're not naive enough to think that, you know, helping, you know, big residential buildings in a place like New York City operate more efficiently is strictly a software solution or strictly a technology solution. There's a real partnership that needs to be formed there. So we spend a lot of time providing proactive and in some cases reactive human support. So that comes in the form of being in the building quite a bit to help address, you know, issues that come up, resolve mechanical issues that might lead to, you know, heating or cooling issues, or, you know, not allow us to generate the savings that we're expecting to. And we also do that remotely. Because another thing that's unique about our approach is we guarantee the savings that we expect to generate, right? So we'll say that, you know, if we think we're going to save $100,000 at a building, we'll guarantee $90,000. And if the building saves less than that, we'll cut them a check for the difference. So we have a real vested interest in making sure that the building performs and performs at a high level. So, you know, that's both the technology side as well as the human side that needs to be there to make that happen.
Well, that leads to my next question. And how much money did you save these people on the Upper East Side? Do you know yet or?
Yeah, so we went live in the building last year, and we're on track in the first 12 months to save the building roughly $40,000 a year in utility costs, and that equates to roughly $50,000, $55,000 in avoided Local Law 97 fines. The building was looking at $60,000 in fines starting in 2025, which will be based on 2024 consumption. We think we'll be able to get them to a point by then where they won't have any fines. So it's a nice story, and we're able to integrate with the building using some, you know, a deal structure where there's no out-of-pocket cost to the building. They're paying for our services. They're paying for the limited amount of hardware that we needed to install completely out of the savings. So pretty compelling business case.
Well, thank you, James. That's great. This is great news for co-op and condo boards who are in a real state of panic about the looming fines with the Climate Mobilization Act. James Hanna at Parity, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.